Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say. Well, it's in my brain, it just won't come out.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jeff Lutz.
Tense is okay, I don't mind it. But Duda doesn't take anything seriously, so, and that's great.
I don't know what that is, man. Hey, cuckoo, baby, don't tell me.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on, that's all.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We have the three-man booth today with Jason Duda in the house. Been a little bit. He's been predisposed on the golf course or whatever Duda does. He certainly doesn't divulge those things to the two of us. Bob and Jeff here to co-host. Max Power Producing Engineering. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. We were out at Side Pockets last night for our fantasy draft. Good group. Drunk group, but good group. And Duda showed up, and how'd you feel about your team?
Pretty good. I can't find it, though.
Well,
Virgil, this app thing, not going to go over well.
I try to tell him, don't
not going
change
over.
These
not
people.
Kidding.
What about me? I seem to be doing fine with it. You
couldn't find it until like 3 seconds ago. You were losing it.
The last time I looked, he hadn't downloaded the teams. But now he has. That's all I was saying.
Well.
Here's my team right here, pal. Take a gander.
Your team's going to be so bad after about 2 weeks.
Well, why is 2 weeks going to make a difference?
You'll be okay. McCaffrey's going to get hurt. It's just going to
Who's on your team?
I don't know. I can't find them.
Jaden Daniels, Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson. We need a tight end, so help us out. Help us out, one of you.
On your team?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants one of my tight ends.
Or
right.
One of yours.
Well, why didn't you draft a tight end?
We were about to draft Bowers, and then Duda took him.
So you don't have a tight end?
We have one, but I don't know why I don't know why anybody needs two.
Well, you don't really, but here's the thing.
You
want to
trade for one? There's your answer.
Here's the thing about a 16-player league with 10 teams. Here's what I did. I made sure I had plenty of depth at all the positions.
I
wanted
tight
two
end.
Tight ends. I wanted four or five running backs, four or five receivers, a couple quarterbacks.
I have one quarterback, and that's plenty.
Well, good luck with it. I took Caleb Williams because I want him in case he blows up.
You want him to be a mentor, mentee under Josh Allen.
I took Williams because there's a chance he becomes.
But he's
a
never going to play over Josh Allen, so there's.
I don't know if
you don't know that.
Well, I don't know that.
Come on. You don't know. That's why I took Jaden Daniels. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe he explodes. Maybe he's running the ball for 100 yards a game.
How come he didn't take Justin Herbert instead
Here's
of whoever?
The thing about
who does Justin
I've
Herbert
learned.
Has to throw? Who does he have to throw it to?
Who does Jaden Daniels have to throw it to? Just McLaurin.
He's
going to
run the ball, though. And he's a backup.
Here's the thing that I've learned. You're not very good at this, Jeff.
Sure I am.
Not really.
No, you never compete. You're never in there at the bitter end like I am.
Because I'm not bitter like you two.
Like, you now you're throwing me in there?
Yeah, you were mean to me yesterday. I didn't like
well,
that.
Well, because you're on the naughty list.
What
right
did
now
I do
from the week before? So don't even start with
no
me.
We didn't get into it over text.
No, we can get into it at break. We're not getting into
let's
it
hear
on
about
the air.
Duda thought we he was doing the show on Thursday,
right?
Because you told him he was. I, however, and he forgets this, and I'm not like saying it like, oh, I gotcha, or like you're in more. I'm just saying what happened,
like,
and it was very brief. I'm not trying to like super defend myself because it was very brief. I understand why he may have pushed out of his memory or whatever. I said, I got David Michael Hahn Thursday. He says, well, that you got that day covered then. And that was all the interaction. There was no more, so I can, again.
What? This was last the Friday before.
Yeah, when you were in studio.
That's funny, because when do you text me when I know I'm free?
The weekend.
Right. And I said I could do Thursday, Wednesday,
but
Thursday.
But I had told you very briefly.
No, no,
again.
No. You asked me about Tuesday, and
no,
I said I couldn't do Tuesday.
I said I've got Thursday.
Weren't going to be there.
Very briefly. I'm not trying to make you wrong. This isn't what this
so
is about.
So he texts me at noon to let me know that his buddy's coming in to do the show, and I'm not.
Well, here's the thing.
Weren't you kind of relieved?
No, Duda likes doing the show.
I love doing the show.
Here's the thing. You know he wasn't relieved.
Oh, absolutely not.
Here's the thing. Duda's our number one pinch hitter.
Of course.
Okay? If he's unavailable, then we go to people like
I understand.
Anthony and David Michael Hahn. But Duda is always the first choice. And I hate saying that because
okay, but
this makes it sound like I think he's valuable.
Well, you just did. Thank you.
Well, you've insulted me and my team, and here I am. Whatever. But that's how this show operates.
So it's all fine, but I'm going to hold him over the
well, of course
for
you
a
are.
While because that's what I do.
Of course you are. You're petty, and you don't let go of things. That's fine.
He made
it's
up,
all good.
He made up for it with a shirt yesterday, so that's all
what
I know.
What was his shirt?
Shorzy.
Oh,
a Shorzy shirt.
Well, there you go.
Except he didn't get me one, so then now he's in the doghouse again.
Maybe for Christmas.
So who's your starting quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
Who's yours?
Right now it's Kirk Cousins.
Ooh, boy.
Or Daniels. I mean,
or Daniels.
I'd go with the high ceiling guy, but
I'm going to run Daniels out there the first week.
Well, yeah, I'm going to run Josh Allen, but I got a itchy finger for Caleb Williams. I think the Bears are going to be for real. I do. I think that. I'm just going to say it, and you can mock me or whatever.
They're loaded up. I mean, they got the weapons there right now. There's no doubt about that. The weapons are there for the kids.
Got the weapons.
Be good.
And well, I took a couple of the weapons. Well, one of them. We'll see.
You think I should pick up Isaiah Likely?
Go ahead. That's the backup to my guy.
If yeah. you're already looking for people to pick up, you've done
it. We took a tight end very, very
and by
late.
By the way, Isaiah Likely's really good, but Mark Andrews
well,
is
Mark
their
Andrews
guy.
Was hurt most of last year.
Understood, but and I Likely's if, really good.
I know. He's likely going to be their starter
whoa,
down the line. There you go.
Whoa.
There you go.
So good.
They could play. They've got a lot of interesting possibilities with that Baltimore offense. They're going to be that first game on Thursday night. My God, how many people are going to watch that? Chiefs and Ravens.
A couple hundred.
I mean, that's so interesting.
A lot of star power in that game.
Then they got a Friday game. Right?
I think so.
They got a Friday game.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's either the Jets or the Packers.
Maybe the Jets and the Packers.
No, it's not the Jets and the Packers.
So what you have is you've got week one. You've got the Thursday night game between the Ravens and Chiefs. Friday, you got the Packers-Eagles. Sunday, you have a full slate. And Monday, the Jets and the 49ers, which is interesting in and of itself, right?
I suppose. Wasn't the game Rodgers got hurt week one? Wasn't that a Monday night game last year?
Yeah, it had been
Sunday or Monday night game. It was a
Sunday
it was a
night
Monday.
Game.
Yeah,
it was the fourth play. This fourth play.
And week. If that happens again, I won't shed a tear.
Well I thought good. You used to be a Jets guy.
I did used to be a Jets guy.
They have Breece Hall.
They got a lot of good players. They got Mike Williams.
Breece Hall was the...
Garrett Wilson.
Very high.
Yes. Tyler
he
Conklin.
He was the second pick last night behind McCaffrey.
Yeah, it's
Breece Hall. Morons let me get CeeDee Lamb at 9? I understand he's holding out, but he's going to play.
Well, he may not play for a while.
He's going to play.
Here's the problem with those guys that hold out, though. They always seem to get injured in the first month that they come back.
Could be.
You don't know, but that's why I passed
them. And I hope it works out for you. And to whoever took Saquon Barkley third, come on. Is that a good pick?
Who was that? Was that Lonnie?
A lot of beers being passed around last night. Not going to say anything else.
Yes, there were.
I don't know who.
Was there this morning at 4 a.m., let me tell you.
I can't remember who took Barkley, number three, but this seemed a little high.
A little bit of a reach.
Kelce seemed a little high, as good as he is.
Well, he's not even going to be the best tight end. I think Laporta's kind of taken that over. As far as a fantasy.
And Laporta lasted a while. I really wanted him, and he was taking about two or three picks ahead of me.
Hate when that happens.
But I got McBride, who I think in Arizona will be good.
You want to make a deal for him?
No, I like him.
Okay, well, I'll get Bowers then, and it'll be good.
I'll trade you Schultz.
I'll trade you Andrews.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's think about it during the break. So will I.
I'll trade you Schultz.
No, I got my eye on Andrews right now.
Why wouldn't he?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, that's a good pickup.
Oh, he doesn't have him yet.
I think McBride's going to be a guy.
He probably will.
Yeah, I had him last year.
There's a lot of weapons in Arizona this year.
And I got a few of those, including...
Or two, maybe.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
That was a good pick. We were probably going to take him on the way back around.
I love my team. And I'm predicted to score the most points in week one.
That's why we're talking about it.
That and 12 cents will get you
I wouldn't
you
be talking about it if
nothing.
I'd been predicted to score like Jeff.
Exactly.
Jeff's worried.
I don't know why my predicted score is so low.
How do you find this stuff? I can't even find it on here. It's driving me nuts.
111? That's just like,
Jeff will help you during the break. Here's what we have
today.
I'll make
you a trade. I'll help you for Mark Andrews.
Here's what we have on the show today at 2:45. Tim Fitzgerald will be on as we preview Kansas State football. Fitz, of course, GoPowerCat.com has been around that program for many years. And we certainly have high expectations for Kansas State. Then later on in hour number two at 3:25, Jason Shear will be on to talk about the Arizona Wildcats. And that will be the final and 16th Big 12 preview that you've been able to hear on this show.
16 teams.
16 we've done.
Arizona, ending it with the first alphabetical team. Probably.
I feel like I've learned a lot about the Big 12.
What would be your predicted order of finish top five?
This is
going to
be a better conference than some would believe. And I get it. The Big 10 and SEC are going to get a lot of the hype.
As they should.
But I think the Big 12. You just said yesterday you wouldn't even watch Georgia, Alabama. Let me finish my thought. Yes, you did. Yeah.
And maybe I feel differently today.
I think we'll be talking about the Big 12 as perhaps the most compelling of the conference.
No, we won't. Don't do that. Don't do that, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I can agree with you on that.
I don't care if you... I'm not looking for agreement.
I'm just saying I don't think I can agree with that. That's fine that that's your opinion. I just don't agree with it.
Well, that's fine if you don't agree.
I hope it does, but I just don't think it will. I think it's with the Big 10... SEC, that's all we're going to
hear about. The Big 12 cannot put a game out like Oregon, Ohio State.
I didn't say it's going to be the best.
I know, but compelling is I want to watch it, and I'm interested.
The reason I say compelling, it's going to be a dogfight to see which of these teams can get into the playoff hunt. It's not going to be that way in the Big 10 or SEC.
Sure it will.
They're going to have four or five teams.
Yeah, and the sixth one's going to be pretty good.
Nobody cares about that.
No, nobody.
This is going to be...
Yeah, we want to see if it'll be West Virginia or Iowa State, man.
This is going to... No, it's not going to be one of those. But if it is, that's compelling.
No, it's not.
You know what, dude? Last night when I asked you to take Jeff out...
Oh, it was close. He almost got it last night.
If you'd have only done it.
I know, but then we wouldn't have the three-man booth today because he wouldn't be able to talk.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
Well, that's okay, too.
But anyway, I'm going to stand by that. And maybe it's
I wish he wouldn't.
Maybe it's a regional bias. Well, maybe it's what I want. Because I'm kind of high on the Big 12 right now. And let me say this about this, okay?
Go.
Look right at me.
What?
Basketball-wise, there's no contest. The Big 12 is it.
All right.
I'll give you that. I would agree with
that. Until the Big 10 and SEC just take over the NIL space, and then that'll change. Oregon has much money.
Well, you are a cocky little you-know-what.
Well, let's go.
If
I wasn't related to you, I'd have knocked you out years ago.
Why? I like the hat. It's a good look. The League 42 hat.
I don't even remember what hat I had.
Yeah, with the red 42 and the little twill lettering.
Let me give a little shout-out to Rob Gear and Gear for You, who came up with these looks. And there's a few more hats right over there.
Yeah, they're nice.
Are those yours, Jeff? You got to take those home?
I'll probably take a couple.
No, you're not taking any.
Think you should.
I've come very close today to saying, Jeff and Duda, you could each have one. But
one do you want, dudes?
But now the fact that you're mocking me.
I'll probably take the navy blue one unless that's the one you want.
Both of you.
I'll take the rest, though.
All right.
Taking the rest.
Well, probably.
And as long as you keep talking down to me.
I'm not talking down to you. How am I talking down to you? You're getting all fired up.
You're not right. You're an old man.
That's true, too.
You said that.
Nobody listens to old people.
You said that.
It's not a big deal. You're okay.
I didn't say that.
If you ever do, we got problems.
I will.
We got problems.
There it is again. No hat.
Oh, I was talking about trying to get off my... Trying to find my team.
You know what?
No.
You may say
I might not even be on. Maybe I'm not even in it.
You may say I'm old and that I don't have a clue.
Oh,
I found my team on the new app.
Oh, I don't have a clue with this stuff. I told you guys that last night.
Some of these team names are bad.
Well, we can change them.
I'm going with the Black Bulldogs.
Can't we change them?
Of course.
Can we go on the side and change them ourselves?
Of course.
Well, you should be able to.
Well, I tried to get on my laptop. Now I couldn't get on there, so I don't know what email he has for me.
You probably have to enter your phone number. I don't know. It's very strange.
I'm not sure I like this.
Right. I told Virgil. And did Virgil listen? No.
You're
he did
the
not.
One who wanted him to do this.
No, I said because I only said that because you were like, I can figure it out. And I knew you guys would not like this change. I knew what was gonna happen. But what
is it too late to do it on ESPN?
I don't know. That's a question for Virgil. Virgil, very underhanded commissioner.
Oh, there's an accusation.
Good luck getting a trade through now.
Entered the teams and then went in and picked somebody up immediately before everyone else knew that free agency was open. And he picked up Justin Herbert, who might have been a sought-after guy. But
no, he was drafted.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't.
He was not.
He was not drafted.
What? Yeah, he was.
He wasn't.
He was not drafted.
Yeah, he was drafted.
God,
why did Virgil pick him up as a free agent?
Maybe he was already on his team.
You could replace your head.
Oh.
That's why you should have taken Herbert and Trevor Lawrence.
Khalil Herbert was drafted.
I'll go pick up Lawrence. I'll pick up somebody if I need to.
Yeah.
There's like a dozen quarterbacks sitting out there.
Imagine how better your quarterback situation would be if you had Lawrence and Herbert instead of Daniels and Cousins.
Cousins will be fine.
Mm.
And Daniels, we'll see.
We'll see.
That's a crapshoot, that one.
Who's your? Who are your two running backs to start?
I don't know.
You don't remember who you picked? Weren't you writing it down?
I got Kamara.
But you got him later. Is he one of your top two?
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs and Alvin Kamara. That's bad.
Well, that's not terrible.
It's not great. Mine are, what do you think of mine, Jeff? McCaffrey and Pacheco.
That's pretty solid.
And McCaffrey's good.
And Pacheco isn't?
Well, he's not bad, but it doesn't catch many balls.
He scores about 900 touchdowns.
He'll be okay. Who are your wide receivers?
We got White and White.
Harrison, Diggs. Harrison and Diggs are my starters.
Harrison and Diggs.
We'll see.
That's a little weak. You're always going to be weak somewhere.
Nobody has a completely dominant team.
That's what I just
said. I've got Lamb, Ayuk, DJ Moore, and Malik Nabers, and Zay Flowers.
And you're predicted to score the fewest points.
I have the best receivers.
Where am I predicted to score?
I'm at 111 somehow, which is so stupid.
Well, obviously it's
team
true.
Team 10 is at 117. Like, why am I at 111?
What's my team?
122.
Oh, my gosh. What a head and shoulders above the rest.
Wow. Lonnie's not happy about us giving him crap about Barkley at 3. That's too bad, Lonnie.
Lonnie, we tell it like it is here.
That's right.
We don't withhold any punches. You took Barkley at 3?
Bad.
I almost threw a beer on you to wake you up.
Lonnie's a wonderful human.
He is a great guy.
Don's a great guy. Brought me zebra cakes.
They're all great guys. We appreciate all of them last night.
Well, we
out.
Appreciate the guy who brought me zebra cakes the most.
Not really.
No, not really.
Everyone's the same.
I forgot about those this morning. I would have made a nice
Shannon
breakfast.
Shannon was great. Shannon was in complete fantasy football mode.
He was.
He's nuts. He's like, oh, who got picked at 434th? Like, dude, relax.
You know what? That's what I like about Shannon.
He wanted to know
why
what was
you
going
relax?
On.
I was relaxed. That's my point. Like, I'm going through it easy. I don't know who I'm taking. And I take them, and then I'm done.
And you're predicted to finish last.
I'll get a tight end here during the break, and then we're going to be on our way.
Going to get a tight end during the break.
All right, time for a break. This is the three-man booth here on KFH. Bob, Jeff, Jason, Max back in the studio. Stay with us.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
KFH.
Taking advantage of that, Duda?
I haven't been there, nope.
Not yet, anyway.
Maybe the family ought to head over there.
When?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever you have
He's
some time.
He's a busy
time.
Guy.
I haven't. Our family hasn't been together until, like, bedtime.
Problems?
In the last, no, a couple weeks. Soccer, tennis.
Well, that's a problem.
There's lots of problems.
Join the club.
Yeah, and how many guys asked you if you're ever going to actually get to one of the games for Jackson?
Nobody needs to worry about that.
And even Lonnie's son, Logan, plays on the team.
Really?
He got two.
Plays on what team?
Plays for Mays and plays with United on Jackson's United team.
Is he a varsity player already or what? JV? What?
I'm not sure who's playing what. They just had their cuts and stuff today or last night or something, so I'm not sure.
So they'll know that when?
Well, today. We got a meeting today at... I don't know.
We do? Your parents invited and everything?
Yeah, we got something going on. We got to go down there. So.
Well, let me just say this. Unless he's on the varsity, I'm not coming.
A lot of excuses.
Well, you know, he was not going to be on the varsity.
He wasn't even in high school like the last 7 years you've been saying.
Yeah.
He
wasn't even in middle school.
Right.
Actually, I think when it first started, he wasn't in school.
I'll get there. When he plays at Mays South, you know, just as the crow flies, that's just a... Hop, skip, and a jump for me, so.
Okay.
I'll get over there.
I'll let you know.
When is the first game? Do you know? Do you have a schedule? Do you know anything?
I know nothing.
I think that should be the question. Do you know anything?
No, I don't know a lot.
What does he need to know?
And I'm okay with that.
Well, I'd like to know what the schedule is.
Dads don't know stuff like that.
I look the next day and see what I have to do, and then we go from there.
I always knew when your schedule.
Well, yeah, you were the only parent in the household.
September 3rd. is their first game.
There you go. Where is it? And who is
JV
it against?
Varsity against Eisenhower.
What's the
at
what,
Mays?
At Mays. What time's the JV game?
4:45.
Oh, you can hop right over.
I could go right after the show.
Yeah. As the crow flies, you could do whatever you want.
Zip right over.
Again, what day is that?
September 3rd. You should go because I got a fantasy draft with the boys back home, so I might not make that game.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't it?
Wait a minute. His first JV game.
God, you're so easy.
His first high school game.
So simple.
Yeah. And you may not go.
Oh, well, I might go, but I might have to leave early.
Yeah, it depends on what pick he has, what round it is.
I'm going to have to get settled and squared away.
That some poor kid of yours.
Important stuff, man. We'll see what happens.
I tell you what, I can't remember this specifically, but I'll guarantee you when Jeff was playing.
Yeah.
In ninth grade at North, basketball and baseball, I'll guarantee you I saw every game he played.
Interesting.
Wow.
I doubt it.
No.
Some of those JV games were like out in the middle of nowhere, it seemed like.
I saw them. Where? Give me an example.
Did you go to our game at East?
Of course I did.
Our JV game at East.
Yes.
Because I think I might have pitched.
I went to that one. It was on a not a great field.
Yeah, I was pitching to like Jesse Barnett,
but
I believe.
You had a pretty good day at the plate, as I remember.
I painted the corner. I didn't
care about that.
So good.
Where else did you play?
I don't remember.
I remember you playing in Newton.
Yeah, that's that was my last JV game, I think. Or something happened.
You played over at North on that old field, the practice field, which...
I hit a bomb on that one.
Yeah, 211 down the line.
No, that was pretty... Oh, you had
please.
To get into it pretty good to hit it out of...
16 to center, one of those fields?
And there was no center.
And the softball team was practicing in left field.
Yes.
It wasn't great. I was there.
You had to touch it a little bit to get it out to right.
Please.
I didn't even get it out. They just made up a ground rule and said it was a home run.
But anyway, the point being, you can't miss your son's first high school game.
Well, I'll be there for a little bit. Don't worry about me.
Why can't you just do it on the phone and watch the game while you're doing it?
Maybe I'll bring my iPad with me and do it and see if that works. But I don't want anything to go wrong.
You're gonna take your chair. You're going to sit secluded from others. You're going to just be in your own world. You're going to watch the game, and you're going to draft.
What time's the draft start?
6. Well, no, that's 7 here. So actually, I'll have time.
Do you think about anything?
I might leave at halftime so I can go get some food before I get to the draft, though.
Well, if you do, I'm gonna suggest to your wife that when you get home, that she has all of your stuff in the driveway.
Well, that could happen.
I'm going to suggest
she might just need a little nudge. Maybe that's all she needs. So maybe just hold off on that for a little while.
Jeff, get her on the show. Well, it is Friday. You got so many questions.
She doesn't want to come on the show, or Duda has told her not to.
Because she knows. Here's what she knows. She'd have to defend this.
So what? You know, we're all, it's all fair game. Everything's fair game on this show. Very little that isn't.
Well, how do you know that?
That she
You're
doesn't.
You're under the assumption that that's what's going
that's
on.
That's my assumption, yes.
That's your assumption. Obviously, it's wrong.
If this thing was going on in anyone's life, I would presume that, yeah, that there's. I'll tell you what. Had I been married at the time Jeff was playing his first JV game, and that wife, 1, 2, or 3, had
4, 5, 6.
you don't even know what you're going to say.
You still would have gone to the game. Yes, we love.
Had,
yes,
not been at the game, I would have left her.
Yeah,
really?
Wow,
I doubt it. I didn't need a stepmom at the game.
Oh, now stepmoms don't matter.
No, I'm just saying I didn't need a stepmom at the game.
Well, I wasn't married at the time.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't have moved the needle.
Well,
for me.
You didn't appreciate it when the women I dated at that time.
I don't even remember them coming to one of my games.
Came to a game.
I don't even remember that that happened. I doubt that it did.
You don't remember it when you were very young and the person I was seeing at that time came to every game?
Well, that was different. That person was different.
How so?
I didn't know what your relationship was, so it seemed like it was more like a friend coming to watch you.
Friends with, well.
No, I didn't see any of that.
Is this okay. Good when we talk about this?
I don't know. I'm happy.
Well, you seem to be.
I enjoyed listening. And
you seem to just want to hear it.
Well, of course. Who doesn't want to hear it?
And here's the thing. Let's get to the phones, but reluctantly because I'm on a roll right now.
Well, oh well.
Here's Anthony, the big fella. What's up, Anthony?
I want to know who left the relative that's out at Mays South. Because I was just out there last
Say that again, Anthony. You kind of broke up.
Yeah, who has the child that's at Mays South? Would that be Jeff?
Duda's got a child at Mays.
Oh, at Mays, okay.
And I two of them, actually. South. One plays tennis, the other plays soccer.
Okay. Well, yeah, Jeff, you need to go out there and watch every game. Every game.
Why me?
No, that's Duda, not Jeff.
Oh, Duda? Oh, well, Duda, even more so. All the people out there watching Wichita Thunder hockey, Duda, you need to go out there and watch them for sure.
Darn right he does.
Well, of course I'm going to. You guys are nuts.
I just want to make sure.
I want to create.
You can't listen to Bob because he stretches everything and makes it sound just absolutely absurd.
Hey, I got to listen to Bob.
Or 100% in his own favor.
Hey, I got to listen to Bob because if it wasn't for Bob, I wouldn't be sitting in that seat you'd be sitting in sometime.
There you go. Thank you, Anthony.
Let's not get crazy, Anthony.
This is that's a little heavy, Anthony.
No, I mean, Anthony gets it. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Does he?
Well, I mean, Duda wouldn't be sitting there either.
If what?
Whatever Anthony said. Without Bob.
Without Bob?
Oh.
Ooh, now we're...
That's a tough claim to make.
That is a tough claim.
Well, who do you think?
Tony.
Tony Dusing, really?
Oh, yeah. Boss, man.
You guys barely awake.
I mean, wow, what a horrible thing to...
Well, he gets it.
He's in Florida now. He's not listening, so yeah, you would take digs
that
at him.
That makes sense.
Max,
yeah, that
Max
makes
burn
sense.
That tape.
Rerun it. That's a promo right there.
Yeah, just put that on loop.
Listen,
Woo-hoo.
We got a good show. It's cohesive. We got different characters on the show. By the way, next Thursday... We make our first picks
already
of the season. Yes.
Let the pencil whipping start.
Yeah. Let's.
All right.
I'm going to need to keep my own records.
You say that every year.
Yeah, you never
do. I don't want to do that.
And you never do. And I do
Sounds
a fantastic
like just so
job.
Much work. Yeah, but you miss stuff.
I don't miss stuff.
You do.
Max missed stuff. I don't.
You do. Max does. Nobody's perfect every week.
That happens.
Because sometimes you'll see a 3.5-point spread and the team wins or loses by 3. And
well, if you see a mistake on your team, then all you got to do is let me know.
Yeah, we
but
will.
You don't.
I think I won it last year.
No, you didn't.
Who did?
I won.
Who won it, really?
I won.
I won.
Dude, you're never even... In the you'll be out of this in the fourth week.
Just give him till Thanksgiving. He's got it.
Okay, I'm not.
All
picking,
I need.
I'm not picking
when I make
KU.
My move.
I'm not picking Kansas.
Nope, not this year. I'm gonna do it again. Not one time.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a call, KU Pat. Let's have it out right now. Let's get her done.
Well, you're gonna cause him to stroke out. He can't stand that, and I don't blame him. I mean, that's mocking.
Who they got the first game?
Lindenwood.
There's probably not even a line on that.
There will be
that.
No line on that game. Then they go to Illinois.
There'll be a line on that.
Which is one of the early season games I'm most interested in.
Could be. Could be good. Could be interesting. Could be
not that I think Illinois is great. But to go on the road and play in the Big Ten, and when you have the expectations that Kansas has, I think it'll be fun.
Funniest guy in the world.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, you believe it in your heart, kid.
Tim Fitzgerald joins us. GoPowerCat.com. Frequent guest on this show. Always happy to have him. Fitz, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing well. We started down this path of Big 12 previews a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. This is number 15 that we've done. It's caused me to be highly intrigued about the Big 12, if I wasn't already, with all the contenders and all the things that could go well and could go wrong. How do you feel K-State stacks up as we get ready to embark on this season?
I really like this team. More than I have, honestly, probably since 1998. I just feel like this team's got something about them, and maybe it's the Avery hype that I played a role in, but let's be honest, I'm not hearing anything negative from coaches or players either. And so I feel like that it's got this team feeling very confident. I think they're really confident in their defense. And while everyone focuses on Avery, I feel like the defense believes it has something to prove, that it can also carry the weight of this program. So, you know, you just never know about injuries. You know, every team changes when their quarterback gets hurt. I think K-State would change drastically if that happened. So I'm a little guarded from that respect, because he's going to be in peril running the ball quite a bit, and we'll see how that pans out. But I'm telling you guys, I think this is going to be a really good K-State team.
I wanted to ask you about Avery from the standpoint of, we really got to know him here in Wichita, I mean, a little bit as far as, you know, media coverage and things like that. And he came off as a humble kid, and I'm not insinuating that that has changed, but what does change in these college athletes when they're given these amazing cars, they're given a lot of money? It's pretty early in this NIL process to maybe judge the psychology of that, but is that something that you think about at all? Like the pressure increases when they're getting all this money and luxuries?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad car he's driving around.
Not at all.
Lavender might stand out a little bit. You probably can figure out it's Avery. Look, I've covered a lot of athletes, and I've seen a lot of teams. I've never seen a true freshman like last year so quickly gain the respect of his teammates and be such a natural, just kind of casual leader. He's not trying. He just does it. I always go back to this story when he was a recruit, went to the Elite 11. Big deal, you know, best quarterbacks in the country. A lot of the best receivers are there to catch passes from him. And one of the 24/7 national analysts said, when we got on the bus, everyone surrounded Avery. They just gravitate towards this kid. And that's really what I've seen at Kansas State. He's a very humble kid that understands life, as his parents, you know, recognize. He's an adult. He really is. He always has been. And another great quote is, you know, his dad told Ryan Wallace, my recruiting guy, that, hey, when he walks in the room, he's an adult. He's the adult in the room, even at home. He just handles everything so level-headed. So we'll see.
Well, and obviously, I'm kind of curious to your thoughts on Dylan Edwards. You know, was there, wasn't there, now is it? How is he fitting in, hon? And is he going to be an every-down guy, or are they going to be – what's going to happen in the backfield?
Yeah, this will be interesting, Jason. This is one of the things I'm really interested in watching this team follow, how they're going to distribute the ball. How are they going to use Dylan Edwards? Because DJ Giddens is a proven commodity that they can rely on. It's not like he's good. He was really good last year and can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think the presence of Dylan Edwards will make DJ Giddens even better. Yeah, he'll be the backup running back, but he'll also play some receiver. He'll return kicks. I think they're going to get him on the field every opportunity they can. I'm excited to see if they go two-back set at all with those two back there behind Avery, because God bless the defensive coordinators, got to figure that one out. They love him. They think he's fit in really well. You can tell Dylan's a happy soul being around Avery, who's, you know, one of his closest friends in the world, and being back in Kansas, he's thriving. And, yeah, Matt Wells, the co-offense coordinator, just earlier raved about how good this kid is and how they have to find ways to get him the ball, because when he gets the ball, something happens.
We're previewing Kansas State football with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. So we had John Kirby on yesterday to talk about KU. Kind of similar because KU has a kind of a throwaway game to start. Kansas State plays UT Martin, should handle that one very well. KU goes on the road for, in my mind, an especially intriguing game in week two at Illinois. And K-State kind of does the same. They're going to New Orleans to face Tulane. That's an interesting game early.
Yeah, they both are. I mean, look, I honestly think that Illinois isn't that good, but it's their home field. It's a Big Ten program. They have pride in that. I think KU will roll in there and win. I'm less confident in K-State because, you know, Tulane proved to itself it can play with this team and, you know, this program. So we'll see what happens. You look back at the 22 season and you kind of wonder if K-State hadn't lost to Tulane in that shocking home loss, would they have won the Big 12? Because I think that galvanized this team. Like, yeah, we screwed that up. We can't do that again. And for the most part, they were better because of it. But I think both teams will win these games. I think both teams are outstanding. Both teams have great quarterbacks that both teams change if there's an injury to one of those quarterbacks. So this is going to be a fantastic year of college football in this state.
So we believe we know what Kansas State has in Avery Johnson. The backfield is really good. The receivers look good. The defense looks good. What about the offensive line? That's where they maybe lost a little bit. They lost the best blocking tight end probably in the country. So how is that group kind of rounded into form, and how important is it that those guys kind of learn and mesh quickly?
I'm with you, brother. I'm telling you what, I got to see it because they were really good last year, but not necessarily early in the year. It took them a while to kind of galvanize. And I think that'll be true this year. The problem is Tulane week two, Arizona week three. You don't have much time to galvanize. Now, the other factor here is Avery's the type of quarterback that can compensate for a while with offensive line issues by running out of trouble. But that means you're also not protecting him, putting him, you know, in a place to be injured. So they've got to get that offensive line set. They have more experience along there than maybe we're giving credit. They technically returned three starters, although Hadley Panzer is, you know, moved to the left guard just to replace Cooper Beebe. No big deal. And they have a new left tackle. So we'll find out pretty quickly. I think this is underlines the importance of that Tennessee Martin game, is trying to work out some of those kinks and making sure everyone's game ready.
And how do you think that this is all going to pan out? I mean, new 16 teams. It's just hard for me to go there with that, obviously, with the new teams in. Where do you see K-State falling in the ranks here? Where are they going to finish?
Yeah, I think this game for Kansas State comes down to maybe three games, which would be starting with West Virginia. And that game comes on the heels of going to Colorado and before playing Kansas, which is the second game on my list. So I feel like West Virginia is a real trap for K-State. You can't be coming off the high of, you know, all the national media seeing you beat Deion Sanders and everything, the circus in Boulder. And forget that West Virginia is a pretty good football team with an absolute warrior at quarterback and a coach fighting for his life still. So that's a good team. Then you got Kansas, which is an outstanding team, great coach. Maybe some questions on defense, but that offense can beat most teams, even if they have questions on defense. So that's scary. And then, guys, they go into this three-week stint of teams they should beat. Let's be blunt. I mean, they've got Houston on the road, they come home, play Cincinnati and Arizona State. That's a great way to kind of wind down your season. You don't get those huge tests. You can't look past anyone. But then you go to Iowa State at the last game of the season in late November. I promise you the weather won't be worse than this season in Manhattan, because that would require about 10 inches of snow. But I think Iowa State is a sleeper in this conference. I think they're going to be outstanding. I think people aren't keeping a good enough eye on them. They were really young last year. They got better through the season. I truly believe that game could decide who goes to Arlington for the Big 12 championship.
Final moments here with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. It's interesting to analyze schedules. You got into it some, but there are five ranked teams in the Big 12 going into the season. K-State plays three of them all at home, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Arizona. But I wanted to ask you, Fitz, about the staying power of where we are in college football, because it's obvious the SEC and the Big Ten have made a power grab. What's this going to look like in 5 years? Are we still going to be interested in anything? I'm talking about at the highest level, in anything other than those two conferences. Are they out for clear and total domination?
They are. I think the SEC is capable of that. I think the Big Ten's a joke. They've got, you know, they've added some good programs, but they're still really soft in the middle and bottom. I mean, let's remind everyone, Colorado beat Nebraska last year. And I think that's kind of a definition of where that Big Ten West has been over the last few years, certainly since Wisconsin kind of backed up and wasn't as good as they had been. I think it's really important for the Big 12 to get into that playoff, try to sneak in two teams, because I know the powers that be are working against them. I hope there's enough honesty in college sports to pick good teams over big brands, but I'm not confident of that. And if the Big 12 gets into that playoff, they got to win. They got to win some games, particularly the team that wins the championship, gets the bye, and then probably has to play a 5 or 6 seed from the SEC in the second round. Yeah, you got to win that game. And, you know, I'll be honest, that's a tough matchup. The third team out of the SEC is tough. And that's what makes them great, is their upper echelon is elite. And everything else is pretty similar to the Big 12. And I think that's what the Big 12 needs to cash in, is that we can match up with teams below Georgia and whoever, if it's Alabama again or whoever else emerges. They've got to win games. It's just got to prove it on the field. We can talk all we want, but until you put up some scores, it doesn't matter.
Well, you and I have been around a long time. I'm highly intrigued by all of this. I just hope I'm highly intrigued down the road as well. Fitz, we always appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, boys. Absolutely. Anytime.
Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, creator of GoPowerCat.com. And there you go, a little K-State preview. One more left. We'll talk about the University of Arizona coming up in hour number two. It's Bob, Jeff, and Jason, three-man booth. KFH Radio, back in a moment.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.